China has reported its highest number of daily COVID-19 cases in a single day since the pandemic began. Authorities in several cities have imposed localized restrictions as cases surge, including the capital, Beijing. More than 31,000 infections were reported across the country.
Only by easing COVID restrictions can people live a normal life. Otherwise, everything is halted. How many people have the savings to support them if things continue as they are? And even if you have the money to stay at home every day, that's not real living.
Power has been restored to two-thirds of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Russian airstrikes left millions of people across Ukraine without power and water. President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Moscow of crimes against humanity. The European Union is pressing ahead with more sanctions against Russia for targeting civilian infrastructure. EU members have failed to agree on a price cap on natural gas. It's been a sticking point in efforts to maintain affordable supplies. But energy ministers in meeting in Brussels did agree on two other regulations, one aimed at affordable gas supply, the other for the faster expansion of renewable energy. Syrian media is reporting the former commander of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, Rizan Kahlo, has been killed in a Turkish drone strike. Ankara has launched an air operation against Kurdish groups in northern Syria. The US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces is mostly made up of the YPG fighters, which Turkey considers a terrorist organization along with the PKK. 24 SDF fighters have reportedly been killed since strikes began 4 days ago. And in today's action at the FIFA World Cup, Portugal have beaten Ghana in the second Group H match of the day. Cristiano Ronaldo was awarded a penalty and scored from the spot to give Portugal the lead. It made him the first player to score in five men's World Cup tournaments. They went on to win 3-2. Earlier, Uruguay and South Korea played out a goalless draw. Cameroon were beaten 1-0 by Switzerland. And World Cup favourites Brazil have kicked off in their first game of the tournament against Serbia. The second half is underway with a score of 2-0 to Brazil.